The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, everyone. This is Dush Ramachandran for Entrepreneur Effect. And our special guest today is John Hall, who's the CEO and founder of Digital Talent Agents. Now, this is it's an extraordinary company, the likes of which we have not encountered. And John is here to tell us about the business and his journey so far. So it's going to be really fun. So hang on, and it's going to be great. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hey, Dutch. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us. This is really great. Now, you know, you're the CEO and founder of Digital Talent Agents. But first, before we dive into what DTA is, tell us how you got started. What started you in business? Is this what you did to begin with when you got out of school, or did you do something else? How did you come by this particular opportunity?
Really, my past is I started being an entrepreneur. I bought my first rental property when I was 19, and I expanded it into a student housing company. And at the same time, I was working with a larger, more well-known entrepreneur in the Midwest. And really, while I was building my own company on the side, I kind of learned how to run a business from him. And really, after 5 or 6 years of working with him, I actually started seeing just kind of how important branding was, and just how a lot of the most successful people out there were people that built their brand up in a way that other people didn't focus on it. And really, that's when kind of DTA came in. There was an investor that was on this, really the same page as I was about the importance of really just entrepreneurs, small business owners, executives, how they could form more opportunities, partnerships, and really grow their business just by making themselves a more legitimate, credible, and kind of an authority in their area. And so really that's how DTA was built up, and it kind of led me on the path to where I'm at now.
Great. And how long ago was that you started DTA?
DTA started about a year ago, so it's a relatively young company, but we've expanded very quickly. We now have 36 people on staff, and we're in three different cities now already. So it's
wow,
it's,
that's fantastic.
Although we're young, we had a lot of success, and we learned really early that we kind of had the right pivots at the right time, and we're very fortunate to have the success that we did.
That is phenomenal. So now you mentioned you're in three cities. Now you're based out of Colombia. So.
Yes, we're based out of Colombia. Really, the thing that worked out for me being here, one, I love the Midwest, and two, the University of Missouri Journalism School is here, and so it's one of the top in the country, and so we're able to get top talent just kind of funneled from there, and it works out well, so that's why we built our headquarters here. But we also have offices in Dallas now. We have an office in St. Louis, and then right now we're actually opening up a San Diego office. So I guess we're in four cities now.
Wow, that's fantastic. Great. So tell us a little bit about what is DTA. What does DTA do, and what's the business? How do you mentioned something about building entrepreneurs' brands. How exactly do you go about doing that?
Yeah, really what our goal is to work with individuals, whether they're small business owners, entrepreneurs. I mean, we have executives, we have university officials, we have people from all over. It's just what's more important is it's someone who wants to build their brand to become an industry expert in their area so that they're looked at as a credible person, an authority in their market, and that they're able to grow their business the way they need to. So we're not just a personal branding company or a company branding company. What we want to do is we want to use your personal brand to grow your company. And the core part of that business is to get you published in niche publications ranging from targeted niche blogs to smaller sites, all the way up to the big sites to leverage your brand up to there. So, we want you to be naturally looked at as an expert. So, building you up so that you are requested by a Forbes or a Washington Post or a Wall Street Journal to contribute and not just be get a mention. I mean, there's a lot of different PR firms that say, we'll get a mention, we'll get a quote. That's not what we're going after. We're going after you naturally looking at or being looked at as that industry expert. So we want the full content coming from you. You're the source of information for your industry. And so really that's the core business. And then what we do on top of that, as we're building that part of your brand, is we're also doing things like getting you a personal website. So it creates that central hub for, different things that we're doing for you. And then we'll also do awards, list, things that will really bring credibility to your brand and really kind of amplify what we do for you in the publishing area.
That's great. So, give me an example. For example, let's say, a lot of the people, a lot of our listeners tend to be entrepreneurs who have just started their business or some distance along, but they're certainly not, big names. And would they be ideal candidates for what DTA has to offer?
Yes. I mean, really what we work for, with people that are really well known that have been in the business for years, and we work with people who are just starting up. I mean, really all that, if you're just starting up, you can be doing, a lot of times we're asked, what can I be doing to prepare to start working with DTA? And that's a great question, is that people think that this world is so difficult to start being looked at as an expert, but you can be doing so many little things. Start interacting with articles that you really enjoy, comment on them. Start getting in LinkedIn groups. Do different things where you're starting to be recognized in that area. And what we would do is, for someone who is starting out, we work with a lot of startups, for example, a lot of funded startups and really unfunded startups. And it's people who really want to just start somewhere. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get them in those niche targeted sites and continuously get them in there until that next mid-tier site. So if it's an entrepreneur, and they're looking at sites like an under 30 CEO or a young entrepreneur that, you can start out in and start getting, engaged readership, then we're going to look at, okay, well, how do we get them to that next step? How do we get them in that fast company? How do we get them in the entrepreneur? And even though you're just starting something out, you're an expert in something. I mean, really, if you have if you're truly doing what you're passionate about, you're usually knowledgeable about the area, so you can provide value for readers. And so, yes, we're not going to start you off at a Forbes tomorrow, but what we're going to do is we're going to start you off somewhere and consistently leverage you up until you are at that stage where you become that that thought leader. And everybody's got to start somewhere, and we're willing to work with them to get them there.
Yeah, that makes sense. So in the case of, I can think of two possible examples, and I imagine your approach with each of these examples is likely to be somewhat different. So let me put it out there, and perhaps you can clarify it for our listeners. So example number one is, I'm a mid-level executive in an advertising firm or in online advertising, let's say. And I'm certainly not the CEO. I'm kind of a mid-level executive. But I do want to be known in the industry because that allows me to bring better clients, better quality of clients, and more clients to my company. So how would you go about getting my name out there? And is it really my brand as a mid-level executive in a company? Is it really my brand that's going to help the company? So that's one example. The other, of course, is the smaller entrepreneur who's, you know, just started his business and doesn't really quite know. I mean, he's got good funding, he's got a good business, he's got some customers, and things are growing well, but he doesn't quite know exactly how to go about the branding business. So how would you help in each of these cases?
Yeah, I mean, your first example is kind of the mid-level executive, which, I mean, anybody, even though if you're not an entrepreneur or you're not the CEO of a company, your brand is very, very important. I mean, when you walk in to do a deal with someone, when you walk in to, you know, sell a potential client or even just deal with a customer, if you go into that meeting and they already recognize you and there's already a respect level that this is a credible person, and there's some sort of trust there, it's a whole different meeting. It's a whole different outcome. Really, the value of you having a brand that's valuable is huge. And so, for example, some mid-level executives, actually, we work with a lot of CMOs. We work with a lot of really director of marketing for certain companies. And so the value there is that what we're going to do is we're going to get you out in your industry as that thought leader so that people are – and it's all about content around your company. And so what your company can really benefit because they have a thought leader out there and you're getting yourself out there so that when you walk into a meeting, when you're, you know, at a conference, they know who you are. And it's not just they know you as a director of marketing for someone, they know you as a leader in the industry. And then for the smaller entrepreneur, I mean, the benefits are, I mean, I'll give myself for an example. You know, partnerships are extremely valuable. And I'm my own client. You know, I have my own talent agent, and they should treat me the same way as any other client. And, you know, a year ago when I was starting DTA, I wanted to, you know, form a relationship with Forbes. I wanted to form a relationship with the Wall Street Journal. I wanted to do this. It did not happen. I mean, they really want to give me the time of day.
Sure.
However, I worked my brand up the same way that one of our clients would. And now, I mean, we just – one of our senior advisors was the executive director of the Wall Street Journal. I'm a full contributor to Forbes. You know, many of our clients are contributors to Forbes and these sites that I was trying to get the relationship with. And it's all because of what I did to build up my brand and get the partnerships that's part of the reason why DTA has grown so fast is because I was able to build the partnerships, gain the right opportunities from me positioning myself as that expert.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a short break. And after we come back, we're going to talk more with John Hall. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
How much time do you spend on SEO research and competitor analysis? What if we told you that there was an easier, faster way? SearchMetrics SEO software propels you to top positions on search engines around the world with our unique global search, social, and competitive data in over 60 countries. Gain a competitive advantage today with SearchMetrics.com. That's SearchMetrics.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Get addicted. Get ahead.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran for Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is John Hall, the founder and CEO of Digital Talent Agents, DTA. So, John, that was, you know, in the first segment when we talked about how you built your business. That is fascinating stuff. But, you know, through the process of building the company and managing that level of aggressive growth, I'm sure there have been a number of lessons you've learned, number of things to do, number of things not to do. And if the young John Hall were to come to you, you know, with stars in his eyes saying, this is what I'm going to do, based on what you know now, what would you tell him? What advice would you give him?
I wish I would have gotten started on this years ago. I mean, really, if I would have, I'm 28 years old, so I'm a relatively young entrepreneur. But if I would have known this stuff, like when I was right out of college, it would be a whole different story, just because really the younger you start on this stuff, the better. The more you, and there's a ton of resources that you can use to just get started. Brand Yourself is one that, you know, it's a new company, but that's something that a young entrepreneur can get started on just by optimizing your name for search results, just so that you show up. For when somebody types in John Hall, you know, I want my name to show up for that, and I want to control those results. So, like, that's a program that you can use just to kind of a takeaway to help you out. But doing certain things where you are starting to do things to build your brand, whether it's getting published in that first article or getting that first article out there, or developing your LinkedIn account so that it looks professional, that people look at you. Because as a young entrepreneur, if they see – people are impressed by you if you're a young entrepreneur that actually has a brand, because you're not supposed to. Nobody expects a 23-year-old or 22-year-old to have this awesome brand that they know people, they're connected, everybody knows them as that industry expert. So if you can do that early, you will impress every single person you have a meeting with. If they're like, wow, John Hall's 22 and he's already contributing to these well-known sites. He's already, you know, received these awards. He's already been on these top 10 lists. He's got his own site. If they're at that, you can make deals that you wouldn't have dreamed of at that age, because you will impress them. When you're 30 and 40 years old, it's not as impressive as it was when you were younger. So, I mean, if myself was in front of me right now, I would say, get on it. Don't think that you can't do it, because you can. You just have to start out somewhere, and then and work hard and get yourself up there. Just because our clients that are younger that we work with, they really stand out well, just because of they are that impressive to get out there as that leading expert, being at the age they are.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, as you've gone through building the company and, you know, hiring people, et cetera, what are some of the key challenges that you've encountered? I'm sure there were a number of people that might have said to you, what, are you going to challenge the big PR firms? You're not going to succeed. Or, you know, any of those defeatist type of attitudes. What were some of those challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome them?
I mean, really, a common question is going to be for entrepreneurs is, you know, why should I do with you above, you know, a competitor? Or, and I don't even consider us a PR firm, even though we're kind of in that area. I mean, we're more of a branding firm, but still there's a huge PR aspect to it. But what I really try to do is focus on how I could distinguish myself from others. And so really, like, we did certain things. I mean, we weren't a pay-for-performance company when we first started. We did a retainer like every other, you know, PR, SEO, rep management company. And then we realized, I said, hey, you know, this is what everybody else is doing. If we know we can provide value for our client, why are we scared to, you know, actually put our mouth, I mean, really put our money behind what we say, and we'll charge after the fact. So, I mean, my advice to other entrepreneurs, don't look at competitors as, you know, a bad thing. They're a great thing. They're going to make you better. And that's what they made us better, just because we didn't want to be looked at as a typical PR firm or somebody in this, you know, or in the reputation management SEO area. We wanted to kind of create our own brand as this company that will, you know, take your company to a new level by combining all these different strategies to make you the leader that you need to grow your company.
Yeah, and in terms of the obstacles that you've had to overcome, were there any like funding issues, stockholder issues, employee issues? Were there any challenges that you encountered that you might be able to pass on some wisdom? Say, for example, you know, never do this or always do that.
Yeah, I get challenges every day. I mean, I could make a list of the 100 challenges that I just dealt with in the last month. But the advice I give to other entrepreneurs is that don't be scared at all. Look at it from, I need to get from point A to point B. So point B is, you know, me forming this relationship or me getting, you know, this lead source or me forming this relationship. I do it with publications. You know, it's important for me to form a relationship with these large publications and look at it from, this is how I'm going to get there. It's not always going to be a day thing. It's not going to be a week thing. It's going to be something where you actually need to think strategically on how you're going to accomplish that. So take a step back out of operations, because entrepreneurs always get – I mean, I always get caught up in operations. And
sure.
It's a challenge that it really hurts me, just because, you know, I'll stop thinking strategically about what we should be doing. But I step out and I'll actually look and say, what do I need to do to accomplish this? Because this is a challenge for me, which – I mean, one of our biggest ones is forming relationships with publications. How do you go and, you know, talk, you know, USA Today, Forbes, Wall Street Journal, in that you're a company that you want to, you know, that they want to deal with? And really what it's all about relationships. It's all about trust. And when there's a challenge for me where trust is involved, most of the time that's what it is that I don't do it. You know, they've never dealt with me. They've never dealt with my company. So how do you create that trust? And so finding different things, whether it's through someone who's connected through them that can give you an introduction, but always, always help someone out before you ask for that. That's something that I learned very early, is that when I'm trying to get something, you know, and I'm using a resource or, you know, one of my contacts for it, do what you can to help them out first before you ask anything in turn. And really, if you just keep that in mind and keep helping people and keep, you know, looking at from point A to point B, this is what I need to do, you're going to get there and it's going to be worth it, but it might just take a little longer. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we've been able to kind of, overcome those barriers just because of that mindset.
Yeah, I think that's very, very savvy advice. All too often, people tend to forget that part of it, which is the help others part. They're very quick to ask for help, but often forget that it's always a good idea to offer help first and then ask for help later once you've been able to help someone. That's great advice. So we're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll have more of our conversation with John Hall of Digital Talent Agents. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. try my SEO tool risk-free today. Go to myseotool.com, myseotool.com.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm. Stay up with us all night long. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back, and this is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect, and our guest is John Hall. Hey, John. So, what are you excited about now? I mean, you've built a phenomenally successful business in a very short time, and you're moving on to great things. What do you see happening as trends? What are you excited about? Give us a view as to the future of the industry and where it's all headed.
Sure. Something that I'm excited about is that, you know, even though we deal primarily with brands or with publications right now, they're not going to be the only ones that are looking for experts moving forward. They're not going to be the ones that are just wanting the expert content. Now brands are jumping into the picture more than ever. And so, you know, you're having the Home Depots, the Jack Daniels, the T-Mobile out there wanting expert content too, and so really the way marketing is going is that there's so much value in quality original content. If you look at from an SEO standpoint, they're looking at original content. They don't want to see duplicate stuff out there. They're wanting you know, the quality originals stuff. Same thing with reputation management, with PR. I mean, really, they're wanting to see you almost as a show up naturally as that expert. So then press covers you in different ways rather than forcing a mention in here. So I'm excited to see that the way we're heading is kind of the way several different industries are going. And then at the same time, we're seeing really brands be the future of kind of DTA rather than just publications. Is that, you know, if somebody wants to be an expert in, you know, mobile apps, is it valuable for them to get on, you know, a blog for Apple or something as a contributing expert for, you know, mobile apps? I mean, so it's changing the world of not just publications are valuable and media outlets, but actually to be associated with brands and to be looked at as experts in, you know, to that brand. And now these brands are developing these platforms for communication. And so, I mean, really, I see the industry going where everything is kind of turning into content-based, a lot of advertising, a lot of really anything is going to actually really quality content, you know, on sites that aren't just publications. They're brands. They're all over the place. I mean, Facebook is looking at, you know, becoming another publishing platform. And really, there's the new one that Twitter just released. I'm trying to think of the name. It escaped my mind. But, I mean, there's a lot of things moving towards publishing platforms. And so if you're not in this world yet and you're an entrepreneur or you're running a company or you're just a middle, no matter what you are, you need to jump in because it's taking over online and taking over marketing in general.
Yeah. And so in that case, now, a lot of our listeners are people that I'm sure would be very interested in your services. So how do they go about getting in touch with you or getting in touch with your company? Would you suggest they go to your website, or is there some particular number they should call? Is there someone they should specifically speak to if they want to use your services to expand their brand?
I mean, really, I mean, our website, we're actually doing we're revamping it right now, and we're going to be launching it here in the next month. So, yeah, you certainly can go to the website to check it out, but it won't do us justice just because we've spent a lot of time on actually redoing it. But, I mean, really, I'm fine with if it's one of your listeners. I mean, I'm fine with them personally just reaching out to me and telling, you know, saying, hey, I'm interested in DTA, and I'll connect them and make sure that they're taken care of. I mean, you're, you know, a good contact and a friend. And if there's one of your listeners that, you know, really wants to, is interested. I mean, I don't mind being a, you know, putting myself out there as somebody they can reach out to, and I'll make sure they're taken care of. So, I mean, you can, I don't know the best way to send them, you know, my email, it's actually John, J-O-H-N at digitaltalentagents.com. And, so yeah, I mean, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always, I mean, it sounds like your listeners are really the people that I like helping out in the first place. And so I'll make sure that, you know, they're taken care of and sent to the right person on my staff.
Fantastic. That is extraordinarily generous of you. You may be sorry you just said that. Be careful what you wish for, because you could get a number of people calling you or emailing you and saying, hey, John, hook me up. I listen to your show, and so on and so forth. But that would be goodness, right? That would be a good problem to have.
Well, Dutch, I think a lot of you, so if they're one of your listeners, then, you know, I don't mind them contacting me. So I'll open the door for this. Open the door for it.
That's great. That's very generous, and I appreciate that. So that is fantastic. And, you know, I would strongly encourage our listeners to check out Digital Talent Agents, John's company. They do some phenomenal work, and they get people published and in lots of different places. And, you know, I have absolutely no hesitation at all in endorsing John and his company. More than just, you know, what the company does, I think it needs to be said that it's really unique how you guys do it. It's truly a unique approach where you work with your clients to help them. Most of your clients are busy people. They don't have time to sit down and write articles. So the way you approach that with sort of giving them a questionnaire and helping them answer that and then using that to create an article, it's just fantastic. It is so innovative and so useful. So yes, I strongly encourage our listeners to go check out digitaltalentagents.com, and John is the man behind it. John, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. This has been a fantastic show. Thanks to you.
Thanks a lot, Dutch.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, John.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.